The Mishnah, in the beginning of Perek Chilek, lists a number of ideologies whose adherents forfeit their Chilek in Olam Haba. And there's an important Machloikes Achroinim about this Mishnah, and the Machloikes is as follows. Does only somebody who's amazed, who follows these ideologies bizodoin, with purpose and intent, does only such a person forfeit his Olam Haba? Or perhaps even an apikoris bishoigig, even somebody who follows these ideologies and has no free will in the matter, does even such a person forfeit his Olam Haba? And on the surface, this appears to be a machloikas between the Rambam and the Ravid. Because the Rambam writes that anybody who believes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a body, a physical body, anyone who professes such a belief does not have a chilek in Olam Haba. And the Ravid has a hasaga on the Rambam. The Ravid says, Chas v'chalila, that a person with such beliefs shall lose their chilek in Olam Haba. After all, says the Ravid, many gedolim v'chachamim were misled by the psukim, which seem, if taken literally, to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a balaguf. They were misled by these psukim to the belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really does have a body. And chas v'chalila, that the Rambam should say that these chachamim and these gedolim forfeit their chelek in Olam Haba. And Reb Chaim Salveitchik explained this machloikis as follows. That according to the Rambam's Shita, ver vas is nebech a'apikoyres is oichet an apikoyres. A person who unfortunately is an apikoyres, nevertheless, is still an apikoyres. And even if that person is a chacham gadol, and a gadol b'tayra, but he was misled by these psukim, and he professed such a mistaken belief, he is a nebech apikoyres, but is oichet an apikoyres, also an apikoyres. In contrast, the Ravid believes that a person who is honestly and genuinely misled into adopting a false ideology still gets his chelek in Olam Haba. He does not forfeit his chelek. Machloikes between the Rambam and the Ravid. However, the Chazon Ish argued that even the Rambam would agree that the person who is nebach apikoyres is not an apikoyres. In what context do we find this? The Rambam writes that the karoim, those people who broke away from Yiddishkeit as interpreted by the Chachmi HaMesoira, who were koifer in Torah Shebal Peh, and instead instituted a moral system that was based entirely on whatever they felt was right, not based on divine revelation as interpreted by the Chachmi HaMesoira. The people who belong to these group have tremendous oinshim, even bidei Adam. However, writes the Rambam, b'nei ha'toyim ha'ele, the children and the grandchildren of these deviant groups do not have the same din as the original karayim. The original karayim grew up from and Jewish, and then they went off the derech. They're mazed for going off the derech, therefore they have their oinshim. But the children and grandchildren who were brought up with the belief and conviction in the mistaken Karaite ideology, these children and grandchildren were brainwashed. They do not believe in Karaite ideology, says the Rambam, because they truly inquired and delved into all the possibilities and came to the conclusion this is correct. They believe in such an ideology because they were brainwashed And therefore, says the Rambam, they do not have the same halachos as the original generation of Karaites. Rather, says the Rambam, Ra'uy lehachziron b'tshuva, we should be mekariv them, ulemoishchom b'divrei shalom, and pull them to us with words of peace. Words of peace, divrei shalom, ad sheyachziru le'esan ha-Torah, until they return to the fortress of Torah. That's the attitude toward the B'nei HaKaroim. The Chazon Ish argued, based on this Rambam, that even the Rambam agrees that the children of the Karoim, who were brainwashed into believing a mistaken ideology, they don't have the same din as the original generation of Karoim, who have tremendous oinshim. There's no shalom with that original generation. The children, though, there is shalom with. So clearly there's a difference between a genuine apikoyres and vervos is nebuch a apikoyres. This is the argument of the Chazon Ish. The Brisker Rav, the son of Reb Chaim, refuted this argument of the Chazon Ish based on a different girsa in the Rambam. The Brisker Rav says that this girsa that we have in the Rambam is missing a line. There was a line edited out of this Rambam by the censors, who kedarkam took out lines which they found offensive from our Sifri Rabbi Sinu Zichronim Levracha. They took lines out. And here too the Brisker Rav said that if one looks at the old Rambams that were printed before the censors got their hands on them, there's an additional line. And that line, the additional line in the Rambam, says as follows. It says that one shouldn't hurry, one should not hurry to punish these B'nai HaKaroim who are brainwashed. But the implication, the inference that one can draw from this line is that if one, with patience, tries to draw them close and fails to do so and fails to undo the brainwashing that their parents did upon them, then they have the same din as the original generation of Karaim. One has to have patience with them. With the original generation, one need not have patience. With the children who were brainwashed, one should have patience. But nevertheless, once one has dealt with them patiently and his efforts saw no fruit, the B'nai HaKaroim have the same din as the original generation. So this is Machloikas, Rambam Ravid, and between the Chazon Ish and Reb Chaim and the Brisker Rav, about whether Nebuch HaApikoyres is also an Apikoyres. There are some Ha'aris that later Achronim make. There's a big discussion about what happens if a couple decide that they want to follow a mistaken ideology. And the couple has a child who was raised in his younger years as a frum Jew. And now they take this child with them. And they join a different camp, a different religion, a different ideology. And now this child is being raised according to the tenets of the other religion, chas v'chalila lo yaleinu. And let's say this child passes away. Let's say he dies before he's bar mitzvah. So the shaila is, if he has kroivim, if he has relatives who are still from Jews, do they have to be misabel for him or not? Do they have to mourn for him as they would mourn for a full-fledged Jew? Or should they fakert, should they wear festive garments the way that they would upon the passing of somebody who is a traitor to his faith? And this question is a big discussion in Paiskim. The Mordechai brings two deos about it. The Shulchan Aruch brings down different deos about it. And on the surface, one would think that maybe it's taloi in the same shaila. This child who's now being raised according to a different religion, a different ideology, is Nebuch HaApikoyres. He's still a child. So on the one hand, perhaps we should be misabel for him according to the Chazon Ish and not be misabel for him according to Reb Chaim. But point out the Achronim, I think Rev Levenger from Lakewood in Sefer Imri Chain points this out. There are a number of confounding variables when it comes to Avelos. For example, one difficulty is that not only Apikarsim do not deserve Avelos, but indeed anybody who's a Poyreish Midarchi Tzibor, anybody who separates himself from the Jewish community, from the Jewish collective, will not be mourned by the Jewish community. And therefore, even though this child may not be an adherent of a foreign ideology, but at the same time, he certainly is not a participant in the Jewish community, in the Jewish collective. And therefore, perhaps even not because of his ideology, but rather because of his communal affiliation, he does not deserve avelos like an ordinary Jew deserves avelos. Another confounding variable is that he remained a katan. This, I believe, is pointed out even by the Rishonim, by the Mardichi. Perhaps a katan is not entitled to profess any ideology. Under many circumstances, we say that a katan has no das, that for all intents and purposes, the ideology that is, or the ideas that are professed by a katan are disregarded and discounted by halacha. So perhaps, even though his parents switched their faith, but this child was born a Jew, and until his ideas and his thoughts are considered significant by halacha, he has no power to change his affiliation to one ideology over another whatsoever. And therefore, perhaps one still should be misabel for him, right? Not because he's Nebuch HaApikoyres and therefore he's not an Apikoyres, but rather because he just doesn't have any ideology. It's not shaykh for a katan to have ideology. And therefore he's like a nothing. He's like someone who never thought about anything in his life. So perhaps he still deserves to have avelos. One closing ha'ara, which I think needs further iyun, is that there appears to be a machloikas between the Rambam and the Ramban about whether a Zakin Mamre, who argues and disputes the psak of the Sanhedrin Agadol, is considered to be an apikoyres and loses his olam haba, or whether he's considered still to be an erlich hayid, even though he's executed and gets olam haba. The Ramban seems to say that a Zakin Mamre loses his olam haba, and the Rambam seems to say that he does not lose his olam haba. The question is, how is this possible? What's pshat in this machloikas? And again, this needs further iyun, but one might have been tempted at first glance to say that this is the same machloikas, that according to the Zakin Mamre, after all, is misled by his interpretation of the halachic principles. He has a messiah from his Rebbe, it's kach nira be'enov, whatever it may be. He thinks that halacha demands that he paskin in a certain way. Halacha demands, or at least permits him to be mekel. So he's just like those gedolim v'chachamim that are discussed by the Ravid, who believed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a guf. He's misled by the traditional texts. Not that people should be misled. Generally, the texts are very clear, and there's a Messiah, and the Zakin Mamre is a very infrequent occurrence, but lu yitzuyer, that such an occurrence happened, that a person was misled by the texts, so then, does he lose his olam haba or not? So one might say that for the Ramban, he loses his olam haba, because he's nebuch HaApikoyres, because he was misled, but in the end of the day, he denies the Sanhedrin HaGadol, who are the acknowledged interpreters of Torah Shebaal Peh. And as such, he's classified as Apikoyres and loses his Olam Haba. Aye, he was misled. It was unintentional. Even so, he loses his Olam Haba. At first glance, one might have said the Rambam argues, and the Rambam says, that despite the unintentionality of his dispute with the Sanhedrin HaGadol, or perhaps precisely because of this unintentionality, that's why the Zakin Mamre still gets his Chelek in Olam Haba. And this needs further investigation. Already has this Sefer Imri Chin has some stuff about it. And Mirza Hashem will have a chance to talk about it on some other occasion.